You are on Texas Standard Time.
Rick Perry, another Texan former governor, appears ready to go his own way. And shortly before yesterday's rally, reports said that he officially told President Trump he's resigning from his post in the Trump administration. Tom Benning is a Washington Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and he joins us now. Tom, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Seems like some time ago we heard that Rick Perry was ready to say goodbye to his post as Secretary of the Energy Department. Is there any reason to believe that this time it's for real?
This time certainly seems to be the real deal. As you allude to, it's been rumored for months that Perry was looking to head for the exits in Washington. But yesterday, President Trump confirmed that Perry gave him a resignation letter on Air Force One, perhaps fittingly, as they traveled down to Perry's home state. And then Perry later on Thursday evening released a text of that letter and also released a farewell video to DOE staff. So that seems to be pretty definitive. We don't know his exact exit date, but he said sometime by the end of this year.
So did the word Ukraine appear in Perry's resignation letter?
You know, it did not. None of that controversy appeared in the letter or in the video or in Trump's comments about Perry. But that certainly is the question on everyone's mind. What factor does the growing Ukraine drama play in all this, given that Perry has emerged as a key figure in it all?
Well, just to be clear, what reason was Perry giving for his decision to step aside? And tell us a little bit more about how Perry has found himself as part of this inquiry over impeachment.
He didn't really cite any specific reason or event or anything like that. It's more just that he felt like it was time. He'll have almost served 3 years as energy secretary, which actually is about the historic average for someone to serve in that post. So, and he's certainly lasted longer than many of his fellow cabinet members, many others who have been embroiled in scandals of one sort or another and had to make hasty retreats from Washington. As for the Ukraine saga, Perry at first kind of appeared on the fringes of it all. He was mentioned almost in passing in the whistleblower complaint over the phone call that President Trump had with his Ukrainian counterpart, in which he pressured the Ukrainian leader to investigate Joe Biden over Joe Biden's son's business dealings in Ukraine. But now we are learning that Perry had pretty extensive dealings with Ukraine, which is not a total surprise given it's a key strategic location in terms of, you know, the energy industry and combating Russian influence in Eastern Europe. So we're still learning more about what exactly Perry did and didn't do. He hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, and he's kind of downplayed the significance of his role in all of this. House Democrats have issued him a subpoena, and he has until today to comply. So we're all waiting to see whether or not he does that.
I guess this subpoena for documents related to the president sending Secretary Perry to Ukraine in his stead, right? This was for an inauguration event.
It was actually in the stead of Vice President Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
For the inauguration of the Ukrainian president. Perry attended that and then subsequently came back and met with Trump in the White House to discuss it. Perry has admitted that he multiple times asked Trump to call the Ukrainian president, but significantly says he wanted that call to cover the topic of energy, liquefied natural gas, not anything to do with the Bidens.
Is there a sense that you think there's a sense in the Perry camp that the president has sort of thrown him under the bus here in this investigation?
It's hard to tell. I mean, that question certainly came up when it became, you know, public that Trump told folks, well, Rick asked me to call him, and that's why I did it. That's all there is to the story. But it is curious that Perry did indeed, as he said, ask Trump to call about energy, that liquefied natural gas didn't even come up in the conversation with the Ukrainian president, according to a rough transcript released by the White House. So it's interesting that as he's leaving, we're kind of still figuring out what's going on. And I think that very well could define his tenure as energy secretary.
Of course, it won't be the last word either, as this is a developing story, one that Tom Benning continues to watch as Washington Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Tom, good to talk with you. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you.